Riley was sitting at the dining table, shirtless, bent over his laptop. He looked up as Lucky entered, without smiling. She was struck for the first time by what a beautiful man he was, golden-haired and golden-toned all over, with cinnamon freckles scattered from his cheeks to his shoulder blades. "Hey," he said, his voice registering neither warmth nor coolness. "You want coffee?" Lucky shook her head. The only thing she wanted was to get out of there as quickly as possible, and then, preferably, curl up somewhere and die. "I should be going," she swallowed. "I'm really sorry about last night." Riley shook his head. "It's okay." He paused. "Actually, it wasn't okay, Lucky." There it was again. That wave of shame, so alarming in its physicality that Lucky had to dig her nails into her palms and wait for it to pass like a contraction. "But I get the sense maybe you're not okay." He looked at her, and his face softened with concern.
"So, are you okay?"
Lucky had not expected that, this kindness in the face of her wretchedness. She didn't deserve it, yet here it was, simple as the offer of morning coffee. It was so surprising, it didn't even occur to her to make up a plausible lie. "No," she blurted. "I'm not okay. She may as well just say it," she figured. At this point, she had nothing left to lose. "I'm an alcoholic, Riley, and an addict. And I really think I need to be sober, but I have no fucking clue how." Riley took a long gulp. Lucky instantly regretted saying it. Unvarnished like that, it didn't sound great. "I'm gonna go. Thanks again, and sorry for burdening you with all this. Please just forget about it." She made it to the front door, which had three different types of locks on it. She attempted one combination, then another, and was struggling to get it open when she felt Riley's arm reach around her.
"Let me help you with that."
Lucky gave him an embarrassed smile. Everybody thinks they're a genius until they try to open someone else's front door. "Okay, bye then." She was about to slip out the door when Riley caught her and pressed her to his chest in a hug. He smelled of soap and something vaguely sweet, too, like honeysuckle.
"You got this, Lucky,"
he murmured into her hair.
"Ain't nothing to it but to do it."